So, final intervention from Freddie Jolly. Okay, Freddie isn't there. Maybe I'll ask the chief to want to intervene, yeah?
You know the copies I give it to you?
So, sorry?
All the copies I
yeah, you gave me
to you yesterday.
Yeah.
It's all covered. I was going to say. But the only thing I'm really confused. Like the Grand Council of Decrees, they say we all impact any contract. Why only you go to like Comex and Nemska Lithium? Why only go to Nemska and Chibokomo?
Because of transportation,
there's 10 communities that are going to be impacted on this mining. They say collective. Our leaders, they say collective. So that's what I'm thinking. It doesn't look like a collective. Only Nemska, you're going to Nemska. And then Chibokmu. And then also with Gibraza. You know the road route in ore? You have to fix those bridges. Those bridges, there's so many holes. There's locks on it, and it's no good with that. Your truckster carrying that mineral, it's going to be very heavy. It might break the bridges. So the question I was asking you about. Why you only go two communities, Nemeska and Chibokomo?
This is the decision that the COMEX took to go and see our most important stakeholders in Nemeska and Chibokomo. However, COMEX can get comments from anybody on the project. Might it be in Val d'Or, in Montreal, in Quebec or Sherbrooke or wherever. And we will be accepting comments for the next 30 days after starting tomorrow.
And also the Geeter, the jobs, like everybody is talking about jobs, and I hear people saying that it's different now. We cannot go hunting. There's hardly any game. But I want to talk to the people that made speech. This morning when I woke up, There's always something that comes to me. Because when I speak, it's the spirits. Every living thing, it connects me. You know, everybody knows I was a fighter. And when I was listening, I want to question the Nemeska people. You say to yourself, this is what it talked to me this morning. You say to yourself, I'm a user of the land. Did you sell your fur this winter? Or we're just saying it? That's what I'm trying to awake. I've been living on income security. I've been selling my fur. Am I a real hunter, trapper, fisherman? That's all I want to say to the people. It's something that we need to practice what we preach, so that our kids are out there. They're very easy to catch the word. So anyway, so you look on those bridges, and the CRA. Like I said, the CRA will make money, and the band will make money, and their shareholders. And after the project, the new chief and counselors, there's nothing that's going to be changed. You're all going to have You're not going to be able to pay your rent. We're all going to be the same. Sanify agreement we signed, there's nothing being changed. We've always had bills. We don't have freedom. We're not free. me too. I'm against that project. But my two kids, they're with the project. I told my kids when they went to school, I'm proud of the two. Then my baby, he's still moving on, but he changed where he wanted to go. And when I told him about it, it's your choice where you want to go. So Ruth, she agrees with this project, and it's up to her now how to be honest to their people. And my son Jonathan, I'm proud of him. He works for Nemsky New Company, the operator, and his kids are close to him. And he stopped drinking for 4 years. And Freddie Jolly, 10 years. I helped myself. This summer was 10 years of my life, residential school, and abuse from residential school that I couldn't reach, that I wanted to finish the school that I didn't reach. But I thank God through my father. He took me out from the land, and he was teaching me, and that's why Freddie Jolly was standing up to protect the Mother Earth and his creation. And Freddie Jolly is honest to his God. Freddie Jolly is honest to himself. And I wasn't honest to my wife, my late wife, and to my kids because what I went through. Now, 10 years, I'm honest to my God. I'm honest to his creation. That's why I want to protect God's creation. We're not honest. Our leaders today, COMEX today, Nemska Lithium, be honest. Be honest to us and be honest to God in his creation. I totally honest to myself that in futures to come, I'm still going to be against the project because I'm honest to my God. Those 10 years, I saw vision that I never saw vision. A vision is that those 10 years I didn't see a vision. There were things that in front of me that went through me. I had to let them go. So many things I let it go. Residential school abuse, I had to let it go. During those 10 years, then I start to see vision. Vision is when someone speaks, I hear two voices. Our former leader said one time, we have to find jobs for our people, for our youth. We have to save a land. And then after that, I went to see him. I hear two voices. I see two people in you. Which hat are you going to take off? One that says to protect the land. One to say we have to look for jobs. Where you want to protect the land, that's where the jobs is. And when you live that kind of life, you're not honest. And you're not honest to your God. So Guy, you told me, are you going to talk again? This is the closing. But Freddie will be back anytime if there's going to be another project. I was going to do something to protest, to block the road, invite all the and be on the news. That's how I was going to do that. But 10 years helping myself, I don't want to do it. Because the people have spoken, And it's up to the COMEX and the new chief and new councillors, which way are you going to move? You're going to be with the mining company? So it be. And Freddie Jolly, he's going to move out from Nemeska. I'm going to move out from Nemeska. I'm tired of seeing it. I have a partner, I said to her, you know, those 10 years were not changed. The religion, the Christian, we're throwing stones at each other. We're separated. There's a group, there's another group, and we're throwing stones to each other. 10 years of my healing, a lot of people throw stones at me. My ex-wife said to me, don't do anything to them. And it means to me, to my ex-wife, the way she explained it to me, with God's word, God said it, be still and know that I am God. And that's where Mr. Jolly, 10 years. And my people, it's up to you which way you want to go. With Nemeska Lithium, and for Freddie Jolly, you're never going to see me working there. I'm going to go back to the land. I'm going to live on the land. I'm preparing myself to be an elder. Because our elders are gone. My mother, she's still alive. She's 95 years old. And I was born in the bush. So I'm going to be out there on the land, preparing myself for the next generation to be an elder for your children and your grandchildren. And it seems like nobody wants to be the real grandfather. So I thank everybody. Do you see the duck has spoken? So
we hear the duck. We hear the duck.
That's my cell phone. So
thank you, Mr. Jolly.
I thank everybody. COMEX, the CRA. I have seen these. I would say my friend Gies. So many years when I was a Talman, I met him a lot. Sean Mark was my other friend, Sean Mark. And I told Guy this morning, had a call from the mayor in Chibokamu. She's a woman. I told Guy, they're not too happy, the meeting April 1. April 1 is April Fool's Day. You know, those comics and Nemeska Lithium, they're going to joke around with us April 1. All we're going to say to them is tabernacle.
Okay, so thank you, sir.
In closing, I thank everybody. I'm not judging you Nemeska people, users of the land. Let's keep practicing it. Let's do it. And for me, they put me as an elder last week. Oh man, she shouldn't give me a gun. I told my partner, I respect what they gave me. Because nuestro todo, no more. Do it on our culture, let's do it. Because we have to prepare ourselves in the future, the next generation. They're going to need an elder. So forgive me if I hurt you with my words. Forgive me. Because my ex-wife, she told me, learn how to forgive. So that's what I did. So thank you.
Thank you, John.
I could say I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Freddie.